Thousands came to say their goodbyes. Many are feeling they knew Shireen personally. That's how much she connected with her audience, telling the story of her people, and now becoming the story.
So many people love her and will continue to love her through the strength of her recording, but also the love that the people around the world have for us in Palestine. People know that what Israel's doing is a war crime, and they feel helpless, but today we don't.
The occupation she long reported on. Just as the coffin started its final journey to the church. Mourners were pushed and beaten by Israeli forces as they stormed the hospital square. The pallbearers retreating, her coffin nearly falling to the ground. Border police in riot gear, on horseback. Baffling scenes, at least one man pulled out of the hearse. Israeli forces also removing the Palestinian flag.
I knew they were not going to let this day go by peacefully. I was on the front lines when we were trying to exit the hospital while they were carrying her casket. And the troop, they just stormed in and they were beating up everyone. It was very frightening, to be honest.
There was also tension when Shireen's body arrived outside the church in the Christian quarter of the old city. Crowds filling the small streets of this ancient city. But once the coffin made it inside, granted more peace.
Shireen Abu Akleh brought the message of every Palestinian suffering. God created life not to be assassinated, but to be nurtured.
Abu Akleh was shot dead in the occupied West Bank while on an assignment in the Jenin refugee camp. Her funeral procession was joined by thousands of Palestinians, a show of the widespread affection and admiration she had earned through her years of reporting on their lives. Shireen Abu Akleh was buried next to her parents at the Mount Zion Cemetery. Both her parents died in the early stages of her career and never knew how loved and respected she'd become. The crowds have gone, the family has gone. Shireen's grave has now been sealed. But even after her death, she continued to tell the Palestinian story. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, in occupied East Jerusalem.